USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump's legal team lost another round in court. Tim Berg at the USA Radio Phoenix Bureau reports that the three-judge panel, which includes the Trump appointee, said there was no evidence to back up the campaign's claim of voter fraud.
President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wall Street had a positive yet abbreviated day on Friday. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed higher. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A CDC panel will meet Tuesday to decide how a COVID-19 vaccine will be given out once one is approved. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will recommend who to vaccinate and when. The FDA's scientific advisors will meet the following week to review Pfizer's request to allow emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate. Manufacturers are stockpiling doses in anticipation of approval. Milwaukee County, Wisconsin completed its recount of the presidential election yesterday. After the recount of more than 450,000 ballots, President-elect Joe Biden increased his lead by 132 votes. George Christensen is Milwaukee County Clerk.
I promised that this would be a transparent and fair process, and it was. There was an examination of every ballot by election workers, a meticulous recounting of every ballot that was properly cast, a transparent process that allowed the public to observe.
One suit has already been filed seeking to block certification of the results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There are options on the table when it comes to federal execution. Jeremy Scott is in the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
An amendment published Friday in the Federal Register changes the protocols on executions, allowing the U.S. government to do so by not only lethal injection, but, quote, any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. Some states do allow other forms of the death penalty, including firing squad, electrocution, and inhaling nitrogen gas. Attorney General William Barr resumed federal executions this year after 17 years. There are five executions scheduled in President Trump's final days in office. The Justice Department has put to death more people this year than the past 50. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Jeopardy record holder Ken Jennings will be the first in a series of interim hosts when the long-running game show resumes production next Monday. Jennings won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's greatest of all time title in a competition last year. He'll host episodes that will air in January. A permanent host to replace longtime host Alex Trebek will be named later. Trebek died of pancreatic cancer earlier this month. An Australian woman will be in jail for another year. Hannah Dixon claimed $100,000 in a disability support pension she was not entitled to while conning family friends out of more than $41,000 at the same time. She claims she had a rare form of cancer in the past. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.